with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, March 28th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, yesterday, the outdoor spring sports season got underway as the Lamar's Community Girls Soccer Team started their new season strong with a 2-1 home win over Denison Schleswig. Every season opener in every sport brings out its surprises, both good and bad. The Bulldogs got the win in the game even after graduating a number of seniors off last year's squad. Head coach Nicole Green says getting a win in the first game, while not the cleanest, is a big plus.
I saw with only, you know, a week and a half of practice, it's kind of all just out there, and we just are figuring stuff out. But saw things I liked that looked good, saw things I didn't like, but we also we lost 5-6 seniors from last year, so we're trying to readjust without that, and then also trying to figure out to play together again. But it was kind of a nice game to start with, I would say.
On the positive side, Lamar's was on the attack for much of the game, keeping the pressure on Denison Schleswig's defense. On the negative side, the Bulldogs didn't communicate like Coach Green wanted, but Coach says the Bulldogs did remedy the negative side after halftime.
I felt like a lot of the game we kept it on their half, which was very nice, instead of with a new goalie also for us. We're not keeping it right on her the whole time, but I'd say I didn't like the... They got in trouble during halftime about not talking at all. If I can't hear anything, I know they're not talking. So, I didn't like that. And then didn't like how we like to pass right into the middle a lot, which doesn't help us either. Sets them up for a goal. So, yeah, you know, stuff we just have to work on.
That offensive pressure was key for the Bulldogs, who, as Coach mentioned, were playing with a new goalkeeper in Lexi Hurd. Hurd played tennis last year, so she's brand new to the sport of soccer. Coach Green says she stood out due to having some great hands to make saves.
She has very good hands. That's why she is doing good at it. She's new. We learned a lot just the end of the week last week, just rules for her. So it's kind of good. She's going to be learning. We'll see what happens, but I trust her judgment on stuff. So she just needs to learn to talk a little more and be confident, I think, back there.
Offensively, the Bulldogs got a score in the first half on a penalty kick from Zoe Wickup after she knifed her way through the defense and drew the penalty. The second score came in the second half on a breakaway from the speedy Sarah Brown. And Coach Green says her forward line has speed to burn, and they'll use that to their advantage this season.
Zoe, especially, that speed is what gets us past a lot of girls and gets us set up for a goal. So I think that's what we need to move on. But we also have speed with like Sarah Brown and Meta Skov and Maya Skov up there. So if we can get the ball pushed up, at least we know we have girls there that can get to it.
And for the second year in a row, Lamar's starts the new girls soccer season off with a 1-0 record, and they'll take that unblemished record on the road to Orange City on Thursday against MOC Floyd Valley. Also in action yesterday, the Lamar's girls and boys track team heading to Vermillion for the Dan Lennon High School Invitational hosted by the University of South Dakota. Once again, no team scores were kept for this indoor meet, but of course, getting a good idea of, you know, what's coming up as far as individual marks are concerned. The boys track team had a really good day. The girls had a few highlights as well. Let's take a look at some of the results. And the boys' 3,200-meter run, state qualifier in cross-country, Dre Zobink, had a good showing. He placed fourth, time of 10 minutes, 41.72 seconds. In the boys' 400-meter dash, it was Alex Allen in third place. We'll see Allen in these results again. He ran a 55.12 to place third in the 400. In the girls' sprint medley, Lamar's team of Aubrey Lusing, Jenna Allen, Maya Hogreef, and Sienna Cass, they placed fourth in that 1,600-meter sprint medley, 4:37.73. In the boys' 4x200-meter relay, Sione Fafita, Bo Wadley, Israel Beltran, and Ryan Sadowski placed second with a time of 1 minute 36.12 seconds. Here's Alex Allen again in the boys' 800-meter run. He placed fifth with a time of 2 minutes 6.62 seconds. The girls' 4x400-meter relay placed second, a time of 4:21.38, narrowly missing first place. place. Sienna Cass, Maddie Hulls, Maya Hogreef, and Mackenzie DeRocher on that 4x4 squad. And finally, in the field events in the boys' high jump, the Bulldogs will have some jumpers out of stadiums this year. Sione Fifita was first again. He's now won two of his high jump appearances so far this year, a jump of 6 feet 3 inches. He missed all his jumps at 6 feet 5, just trying to put that mark out of reach. Wanding Hosniang, who had a good showing in Yankton last week, he placed fourth in this meet, a jump of 5 feet 11 inches. You can see a full rundown of the results by clicking on the link on our website at klem1410.com. Hover over the sports tab and click on sports scores and results. That's where you're going to want to go, especially once all of these great sporting events are wrapped up today. Again, we've got lots of things on the sports schedule today. It's going to start on the tennis courts as the girls tennis team at Lamar's Community, they are at Sioux City North in MRAC action. Council Bluffs St. Albert is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in girls tennis. On the boys' side, the Sioux City North boys will come to town and take on the Bulldogs. Bishop Heelan's at a triangular at Yankton, and Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City West in MRAC boys tennis. In track, we've got three Plymouth County schools heading up to Vermilion for a smaller school meet. It'll be Hinton, MMCRU, and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central at the second day of the Dan Lennon invite in Vermilion at the University of South Dakota. Best of luck to all three of those squads. And in MRAC soccer action, not involving Lamar's, on the girls' side, Sergeant Bluff Luton's at MOC Floyd Valley. Council Bluffs St. Albert is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. And on the boys' side, it's Sioux City East at Denison Schleswig, and MOC Floyd Valley is at Sergeant Bluff Luton in boys soccer. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. You can follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.